This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the live Sunday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to start things out tonight a little different for your normal Free Talk Live. Normally, it's open phones all the time, and we will resume open phones here in a little bit. But first, Mark, you have a special guest for us.
Yeah, he's actually a friend of mine. I hope that doesn't shine poorly upon him. However, I can give you a litany of reasons why you should like him. Director of the Free Market Institute and professor of economics at Texas Tech University. Senior fellow with the Independent Institute. It's Dr. Benjamin Powell. And he has recently written a book. And that book is entitled The Economics of Immigration, Market-Based Approaches, Social Science, and Public Policy. Ben, you there?
Yes, I am, Mark. Good to be with you, buddy. And hey, Ian, too.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. A lot of people don't understand this issue of immigration. Of course, there's a lot to it. Obviously, you've decided to write a book on it. What motivated you?
So I've been debating immigration policy for over the last decade now, and what I realized is the debates among social scientists about the impacts of immigration on the United States are vastly different than the debates we usually would hear on talk radio or, God forbid, among presidential candidates in the United States. And the point of this book was, in the first half of it, to kind of air what the social science is of how does immigration impact America. And then in the second half, have reasonable social scientists who have different public policy views air their differences of what their preferred policy is, and allow people to see the contrast between that and kind of beliefs generally held in the public.
So social scientists aren't concerned that people from south of the border are going to come and take their jobs?
You know, that's something for South Park, but not reality here. Listen, this is probably the number one public fear of immigration that social scientists almost universally dismiss. We don't have a fixed pool of jobs. When we add more workers, we add more jobs. What we have is a classic case of Bastiat's what is seen and what is not. You can put
We may be having some internet difficulties here. You were saying you can put a what, and then you got cut off there for a moment.
You can put a TV camera on someone who lost their job to an immigrant, and a TV camera on that immigrant performing their job, say landscaping services. But what is not as obvious to people is the jobs that are created from immigration, because jobs are created for many reasons: technological changes, changes in resource costs, changes in people's demands. But these jobs that are created are no less real. They're just statistical. But on net, immigration neither destroys jobs for natives nor creates them. The job loss and creation is just about equal. If it wasn't, and there's nothing special about immigration about this, just think about what's happened to the U.S. labor force over the last 60 years. It's roughly tripled. Massive entry of women, baby boomers, and after 1965, immigrants into the workforce. But when we've tripled the size of the labor force, we've just about tripled the number of jobs. There's no long-term increase in unemployment.
So, you know, more people coming into the job market doesn't take people's jobs. I've always sort of said this, and I like to use the example of the candlestick makers. This has been, you know, often used in liberty circles, is that, you know, innovation comes along. It frees up labor. It's no fun to be kicked out of your job. There's no doubt about it. But in all likelihood, you're going to find something, and maybe that thing's even better.
Oh, I wonder if we've lost him again. We might be having some internet difficulties here tonight. Ben, are you there with us?
The wonders of modern conveniences.
I'm here.
Okay.
I am. Do you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Yeah, so what else? Go ahead.
I think I heard most of it, and the example you're giving is exactly right. Because free trade in labor, i.e. immigration, is not fundamentally different than free trade in goods and services, which libertarian-orientated people almost universally favor. The argument for it is neither about job creation nor job loss. It's about changing the mix of jobs to those things that we are best suited to do given our skill sets. When low-skill immigrants come to the United States, they perform low-skill tasks and free up American labor that's relatively higher-skilled to do other things that are more valuable. It's not about job creation or loss. It's about changing what jobs we do so that they're the ones we're the most productive in.
Also, I'd say a lot of people are concerned with immigrants coming here and taking welfare. Now, I wouldn't recommend, as a matter of fact, I have come up with something I call the blue card as opposed to a green card. The blue card, which is a citizenship program an immigration program that allows people to come here and come to the country, but they wouldn't be eligible for any kind of social welfare benefit. And yeah, people don't seem to mind that quite as much because they're very concerned with the idea of, a bunch of freeloaders coming to the country and sucking off the teat of the welfare state. And I can understand that. But to me, what that a problem is that's a welfare problem, not an immigration problem.
So I agree it's a welfare problem, not fundamentally an immigration problem. Whether we're birthing them here or importing them into the country, I'm not a fan of more people sucking off the tit of the welfare state. But And I have sympathy with your blue card idea. It's problematic, of course, you can cut off welfare benefits of cash payments and stuff. But at least given current U.S. policy where kids birthed here become citizens and then have the right to go to school here, it's a bit problematic of how you implement this exactly. But what I'd say is the good news overall is the responsible studies that look at the tax impact of immigrants, if they have to look at the ripple effects through the economy, because when the employer who employs them earns a higher profit, he pays more taxes. And when you look at it over the course of their lifetime, and if you count their children as a tax drain when they're a child, you have to count the tax revenue from that child when they're an adult. The studies on this, some show a tax drain, some show a tax gain, but the estimates are all small and clustered around zero. They're not very big. And ultimately, of course, immigration makes the overall pie bigger. America becomes wealthier. So changing tax policy is a choice for the United States. If someone wanted to implement, you suggest the blue card, which I think is fine. But if you also wanted to just say immigrants have to pay an extra 10% of their income in taxes for the right to come here or pay an upfront fee, I think many immigrants around the world or would-be immigrants around the world would be thrilled to take that deal.
They're already paying upfront fees, though. I mean,
they pay an upfront fee, but they pay it to a lawyer as opposed to the immigration.
Well, they're paying application fees just to apply to immigrate here. I mean, it seems like the fees are actually really prohibitive as far as...
Think what they pay to coyotes. If the United States government was collecting the tens of thousands of dollars at least $10,000 they're paying to the coyote, and then the money that they pay the immigration attorneys and all that other stuff, if the United States government was collecting that instead, it'd be some revenue.
Well, I certainly don't get excited about giving revenue to the United States government.
Nor do I. Last thing, Ben Powell, is that I think a lot of people are...
Go ahead. I obviously don't get excited about giving extra revenue to the government either. But one of the drawbacks to immigration is probably that it perpetuates this Ponzi scheme that is Social Security a little bit longer. However, if the concern is the welfare state, fiscal policy is a matter of choice. If immigrants make the pie bigger, there's no need for welfare benefits to be the constraint that makes someone not favor more open borders.
Last thing I think that people are concerned with is how are immigrants going to vote? How are they going to throw off the voting scheme? For instance, I mean, some people have conjectured that if people coming across the border were likely to vote Republican, that Hillary might be out there, with a sniper rifle picking them off as they were coming across. But the likelihood is that most immigrants coming across the border are going to vote Democrat, thereby throwing off, whatever, if you call this a balance, whatever balance that exists.
Is that true?
So I think that this is probably the least well-understood question of immigration that for classical liberal-type people warrants the most future study. But I'll say a couple things about it. One, it's not at all clear to me whether the Republicans or the Democrats are more pro-market, pro-free market, pro-liberty. It's quite the mix. So I don't want to use that as my metric. But George Borjas is probably the most prominent economist who's a critic of greater immigration, also an immigrant himself, by the way. And he has made basically this argument that they'll come here and destroy our institutions and it will impoverish us that way.
Dan, I want to make sure you have a chance to give this question a full response. So stand by. We're going to continue the discussion here. We've got Dr. Benjamin Powell with us, and he just wrote a book called Economics, or The Economics of Immigration. If you've got a question for him, he's got time for just a few. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can't Skype in to talk to him because he's already on Skype, so you have to call in. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition continues as you may join us toll-free. If you've got a question for Dr. Benjamin Powell, he's with us here. And he is the author of The Economics of Immigration. And talking about immigration, of course, is one of the hottest issues on people's lips right now, and it has been for a number of years. Certainly is always a hot topic here on Free Talk Live. It's always good to talk to somebody who's done some research and knows a few facts on the issue. One of the main pickups here that I've gotten from the conversation so far is that as far as the fear that immigrants are going to take jobs is concerned, the numbers actually don't show that that's the case at all. In fact, as Ben pointed out, the people that are coming here are actually creating jobs. They're being here and needing services just like the rest of us, needing to eat, needing to sleep somewhere, needing to be entertained. All of those things kind of factor into making more jobs, which is something that we've been saying for a long time here on Free Talk Live. So it's good to hear that the numbers bear it out. Ben Powell, you're back on the air here from Lubbock, Texas.
All right, guys.
So you were explaining a question, you were answering a question to us a moment ago about the concern that immigrants are going to vote one way or another. Specifically, the idea is that they're not going to vote for freedom, that these immigrants who presumably are coming here for more freedom are somehow not going to vote for more freedom when they arrive. The idea being that they're all a bunch of socialists. I'm sure you've heard that before. Did we lose you again? We've been having some internet difficulties here tonight, and Skype has apparently just been cutting out Ben randomly from our conversation. So hopefully he'll be able to rejoin it. He can just pipe up whenever he's
back. I got that.
Okay.
Am I with you guys?
Yes. Go ahead, sir.
You guys got me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think this is a reasonable fear that people should investigate more. But what I'd say is the evidence so far doesn't really bear it out. Myself and co-authors actually just investigated this, looking at about 120 countries around the world and stocks and flows of immigration over the last 20 years. And we found that a greater flow or stock of immigrants was actually associated with a slight increase in economic freedom over that time period. Now, that doesn't speak necessarily to a world of complete open borders, but at least it says when we look at all the countries and immigrants mostly coming from poorer countries to richer countries, on net, they've increased freedom a little bit in the numbers that they've come so far, which should make us pretty skeptical that they're coming here to destroy our institutions. After all, they're fleeing pretty unfree places. It would seem odd to me that they'd come here to destroy our freedoms.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Although certainly we do see people coming from Massachusetts to New Hampshire, many of them to escape the tyranny of Massachusetts, but they still do tend to bring some of their Massachusetts ways.
That's what people say, but I don't see any evidence of that either.
No? Okay.
I mean, really, it's what people say, but wouldn't it stand to reason that if people are fleeing Massachusetts, that it would be the people that want less government?
It would stand to reason, but you could also argue that maybe they're just not principled.
Well, tell you what, guys.
Yes.
I fled Massachusetts. I was born and raised there, and I'm living in Texas now. And I guarantee you, I'm the type of migrant who fled Massachusetts and went to the relatively free state of Texas and doing all I can to make this place more free.
There you go. So, I mean, yeah, I don't think you can make a judgment based on the fact that somebody was born in a given geographic plot of land as to, you know, what kind of person they are.
No, I don't think you can either.
So, and historically, I mean, look at 19th century immigrants to the United States. Traditionally, they associated with the Democratic Party, at least at the national level in the 19th century. That was the free market party at the time.
So there you go. I mean, you know, 19th century immigrants were more free market than the locals. And you would make some sense that locals would want to be protectionist, which is
not hearing you guys.
Yeah. Which isn't free market at all. The people that would be here already, they want to protect what they have going on. They want to restrict the labor market. So it might be that people, native born folks, are more likely to be anti-freedom than immigrants.
So, Ben.
Well, actually.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
An interesting thing that you find is a bit of native-born blowback. So when you look around the world at larger welfare states, it tends to be in more homogeneous populations. White, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swedes don't mind subsidizing other white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swedes. But all of a sudden, when people look different than you, people are less in favor of subsidizing others, which tends to shrink the welfare state. So in a perverse sense, immigration actually can create a blowback by native-born people who make them less favorable to a welfare state.
Yay, bigotry. So last thing I often hear is the idea of diseases that are prolific south of the border creeping their way up north of the border, the scariest of which is drug-resistant tuberculosis.
We had one lady call say there were leprosy.
Leprosy, yeah, that's another one, right? Leprosy is going to get us.
Don't we need the government to keep us safe from that? Always at the wrong time with these dropouts here on the internet. By the way, I'm not losing complete internet here, so it may be something between us and Ben. I'm not sure where this is coming from, and I apologize to our listeners who are anxiously awaiting an answer, as I was.
He's downloading the newest Disney princess movie.
Yeah, it's always a good idea if you're going to call us on Skype to not use any kind of upload servicing at that moment. So if you've got a torrent going on your computer, go ahead and hit the pause button on that before giving us a call. I don't know if that's the problem here, but just a quick tip for anyone considering calling in on Skype. Ben, are you back with us at all?
I'm back with you now, and I caught the first part of that to get the gist of it.
Yeah, leprosy. Don't we need the government to keep us safe?
Listen, we're so far from a world of open borders. If we're just looking at marginal improvements, if you want to have, I think, as long as we're in a world of nation states, checkpoints that people have to legally come through and be checked for disease and that they're not a known terrorist, that still opens up the floodgates to the vast majority of immigrants who would like to come here while dealing with those particular concerns.
Yeah, I think that's a relatively easy one. What a social scientist. Your book is about social scientists and what they say about immigration. What are their concerns? We've outlined what sort of normal folks are concerned with as far as immigration. What do social scientists say?
So I think among the differences of social science, debate is very small. They don't steal jobs. They don't depress wages. They vastly increase world wealth. They modestly increase the wealth of United States. So the effect, they have a negative effect on U.S. citizens economically. It's high school dropouts, and there the effect is between 0 and 8% on their wages, and they debate how long that effect lasts before it goes away. The economics is basically out. When people who are serious social scientists who look at this impact, they're more concerned with other things. It could be crime, it could be terrorism, it could be assimilation. That's really, and you already alluded to our institutions and voting. That's really where the debate is. But it's just a vastly different debate than what you usually hear on radio shows that aren't Free Talk Live.
Benjamin Powell, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. The book is The Economics of Immigration, Market-Based Approaches, Social Science, and Public Policy. Just search for Dr. Benjamin Powell on Amazon. And, of course, you can shop Amazon.
Not his only book by any stretch.
That's true.
But it's all the of them are pro-freedom.
It's the first one that comes up. I typed in Benjamin Powell. It's the first one there on the list. And if you enter Amazon through our website at shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price, and I'm sure you do as well. Ben, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thanks as always, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Sorry about the Skype issues there. All right, so let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to join us here, whether it's immigration or something else entirely different. Our number's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Some not-so-exciting news from the Bitcoin universe, plus Chewbacca arrested in Ukraine. He was campaigning for Darth Vader. This is apparently a real story. It's from RT. We'll share that with you. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on the radio waves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, our Skype username, which you may now use. Maybe you'll have better luck than Ben Powell did. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
You know, I just mentioned, Mark, a few moments ago, if folks want to get Ben Powell's book about immigration, the economics of immigration, they can do it through Amazon, which means that Free Talk Live gets a cut when they go through shop.freetalklive.com. There's another way to get it through Amazon, however, which would be to go to saveatpurse.com, which will actually not really result in us getting as much of a cut when you do that. We'll get a small piece when you do, because we don't get as much because you don't have to pay as much when you go through saveatpurse.com. If you've got Bitcoin, how about saving 20% on that book? How about saving 20% on anything you buy on Amazon? Because you can pretty much do that with saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. You can save more than 20% as well, or you can save less. It's your choice. You get to decide what the discount is. The higher the discount, the longer you'll have to wait for your order to be fulfilled. So, like, I set a 40% discount once on a Blu-ray disc recently, and I got that discount, but it took a few days to get that fulfilled. If I need something quickly, I can just put it 20%, and that's usually filled within a few hours. Or if I want to do it instantly, instantly. There's Purse Instant for an instant 5% off. So it's an awesome service. The catch is you've got to have Bitcoin. Go to saveatpurse.com.
Saveatpurse.com.
That's right. It's a website, not an email address. All right. So let's see here. More comments on immigration, Mark?
Absolutely. So I thought that Dr. Benjamin Powell there was he was very clear that, you know, immigrants are, on the whole, good for the economy, that as far as, you know, what accepting welfare and things like that, generally the numbers are on one side or the other of zero. So it's difficult to say exactly what that would be, but, you know, what would happen. But he did say, hey, you know, there are ways to address that particular issue, that likely immigrants that wanted to work would be able to easily surmount, rather than this giant apparatus of border control.
Huge bureaucracy, yeah.
Huge bureaucracy that costs a great deal of money. Maybe you could just put some kind of entrance fee, you know, a larger entrance fee or something like that on, and then they could come here and work.
I don't like that idea because it keeps poor people out.
I understand. I'm not advocating right. for it either. I'm just saying that, look, we're dealing. You're not starting at zero. You're starting with a situation of, you know, an incredible bureaucracy around immigration and a great deal of jingoism on the part of native-born people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to address those issues. Look at Donald Trump. He was in the lead for a couple of months based largely upon his anti-immigrant rhetoric.
That usually plays disturbing. Well during an election time. It's not anything new. It was like that in 2012 and 2008. And, you know, these candidates love to attack the immigrants because they're a convenient scapegoat. You know, a political candidate doesn't want to admit that government is the cause of problems because they're part of that. So they'd much rather put the blame on some group of people, whether it's the terrorists or the drug dealers or the immigrants. Immigrants are just the more recent boogeyman for the politicians to pick on and, you know, put all these kind of issues and blame them for it. When it's really most of the problems that people perceive as caused by immigrants are actually caused by government policies.
Yeah,
like the minimum wage, let's say, for instance.
In many cases, that is the case. So when you're talking about immigrants, people who want to come here and work for a better life, another thing that has been recently brought up is the birthright citizenship or anchor babies or whatever terminology you wish. And I did some reading on this, and apparently there isn't anything constitutional behind the idea of being, you know, born on this plot of land and getting citizenship. So I suppose that's another chip on the table.
Let's go to the phones. We got Ralph. He is in. He's calling from a spaceship in New Jersey. I'm not really sure. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well,
are you on a spaceship tonight?
I thought that guy. what station are you listening on? It's actually the station is WOBM.
WOBM, yeah.
I call it Radio Obama or Radio Spaceship.
Radio but Obama?
Yes. Look, O, B, and M. Now, what letters are missing to form the word Obama? O, B, and M.
I have a sneaking suspicion that the radio station wasn't named after Barack Obama, but I'll do a little research and see what I can find out for you.
Two A's is the answer to your question.
Well, okay. But anyhow, white guilt is once again, you know, a factor that is driving this issue of immigration. Because, you have to listen, you know, to daily discourse in this country about that issue, and you're going to get a segment of the white population talk about how racist this country is and how they want to, you know, maintain the white majority in this country. Like this, there is where that. What do you think would happen to Europe if, you know, they can't take again this exodus right now coming from the Middle East? Already the term Eurabia is being thrown out. You know what that
Eurabian?
Means?
Is that what you said?
Eurabians. Eurabia, okay. Or Eurabians. Arabia or Eurabians.
And what's the problem with that exactly? People coming from.
Well, he says what's going to happen to Europe, and I'm going to tell you that a sufficient influx of immigration into Europe could be catastrophic for their governments. But it's not because of immigration; it's because of their welfare state. It's because in places like France. Hold on, just a second. In a place like France.
Security.
That's a welfare program.
The it's because of the national security issue because of welfare program. Is that
I'm sorry, I thought you said Social Security. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you had
national security.
Yep. Here's a little surprise. If you stop bombing people's families with remote control airplanes, they're going to be less likely to want to kill you.
I know he's doing that right now. I mean, certainly
the United
Obama
States,
is
federal
United States government.
Government
under the form of Barack Obama,
and before that, George Bush. You know, Obama just continued
right.
the George
it's
Bush.
It's not
policy.
A race issue, Frank. It's a bomb
it's
issue.
Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, look, look. Barack Obama continued the policies of George W. Bush, so they're the same guy. You understand that, right?
Oh, really? So that's the reason why, you know, right now in Syria. Russia is more like...
By the way, Ralph, I got to give you a heads up. OBM, WOBM stands for Ocean, Burlington, Monmouth. Thanks for the call tonight. Different areas in the New Jersey region where he's calling from. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Great station, by the way. I'm glad to be on there live here on a Sunday night. Let's talk to Steve, who's listening to their sister station, WPG. Hello, Steve. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. My comment about the immigration thing is that it seems that the people that are illegal aliens, as we call them, or whatever you want to call them, have a problem with assimilation besides the other things that they bring, like diseases, and some of them might be criminals and things like that. They don't want to assimilate. And
now, that saying they don't want to assimilate is awfully, it's painting with an awful broad brush, isn't it? Do you have any personal experience with that?
Yeah, I've been around some different immigrants from other countries that go, it seems like every third comment they go, my country, when I'm in my country, well, you're here. This is going to be your country. Why are you, making the, comparisons?
You know, that happens with Americans, too. Mark, you and I, we moved here from Florida back in 2006 as part of the Free State Project, where we moved to New Hampshire. And I think for a time when someone moves to a new place, it's pretty common for them to refer to as, you know, to refer to the place from which they've moved as their home, even though their new home is now where they're sleeping, which is the new place to which they've moved. But I think we did that for a period of time. Now I consider this to be home. But for a while, I probably would have accidentally referred to Florida as home.
Yeah, I'm sure you've heard of a place called Little Italy, but it doesn't really exist anymore. There's really not any Little Italies.
Hang on, Steve. We'll let you comment here. I want to give you a chance. 855-450-FREE, the idea of immigrants not so-called assimilating. The evidence just doesn't back that claim up. We'll continue here, and you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Attention, a very wealthy U.S. benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Credit success secrets once used only at the top levels of business are now being revealed to the general public. Imagine having a business that runs itself, puts money in your pocket so you never have to go to work. Imagine someone else gave you the money to start. Secret groups are pulling for your success by giving perfect scores in both business and personal credit. They show you how to get good credit and how to use good credit. If you have bad credit, no credit, or your credit isn't as good as that other guy's credit, it really doesn't matter anymore. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many get cash in pocket right now. Call now for free information on how Credit Success Secrets Revealed can put money in your pocket so you never work again. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service. A 7-day satisfaction guarantee. And same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
A
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, big news about wiretapping laws, or at least the laws here in New Hampshire. It's pretty great news. And it should have an effect maybe on some other places as well. It's a pretty important court decision, in my opinion, although it is a lower court. We'll give you the details on that. You can also join us here. Plus, what happened to Chewbacca in Ukraine? He was out campaigning for Darth Vader, and apparently the Ukraine police did not appreciate that, and they put him under arrest. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight on the Live Sunday edition. We started out discussing immigration, and that's what Steve in New Jersey wants to talk about here. Steve, you were bringing up the claim that immigrants don't want to so-called assimilate.
Illegal immigrants, he was specific.
Oh, were you specific that it's only illegal immigrants, Steve?
It seems that illegal immigrants don't want to assimilate into the country.
How can you tell the difference?
How can you tell the difference?
Do you think illegal immigrants would be honest with you about whether they were illegal or legal?
Well, no, but I think that you're bending the questions, and I think that you are in fact pro illegal immigration.
I am absolutely pro free people crossing imaginary lines in the sand. Oh, he just hung up. I was ready to have a conversation with that guy. Well, I'm so sorry. We have a difference of opinion, so you better hang up and run away. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, Mark, you were saying something about...
Let's just address assimilation for a second.
Well, you mentioned Little Italy, but you didn't really have a chance to explain that.
Right. So when it comes to, like, for instance, let's look at Little Italy. Nobody at this point is going to question the how good of an idea it is that Italian-Americans immigrated here over 100 years ago, or Irish or anything like that. They're going going to say that was a good thing, ultimately, for the United States. But
I bet you could find some people who don't like Italians and Irish people.
You'll find, there's no doubt, there's some small margin of people out there. But, today, when you're in the midst of it, it looks different. First-generation immigrants often have a difficult time with the language, especially if those first-generation immigrants are, say, I don't know, hounded by the law and fear for their safety and freedom, right? Now, you could say you shouldn't come here if you don't want to fear for your freedom. Well, I get it. Maybe you want a police state. I understand. So as they get, as they have kids and their kids have kids, then things change. You'll find very few Italian Americans today, people whose grandparents or great grandparents immigrated here, who can speak Italian with any fluidity.
Don't you have some Italian blood?
Mediterranean Spanish.
Okay.
But it doesn't really make a difference. My great grandmother Traub came here from Germany, and she spoke fluent German.
What about you?
I don't. My grandmother didn't. Her child didn't, because she didn't believe in. She didn't want her speaking at home, so she made her speak English.
Got it.
And that's how it goes with the immigrants today.
But wait,
you'll
a minute,
find their children speak both languages, and their grandchildren don't even know how to speak Spanish.
That may be true, and from what I understand, it is true when you look at the numbers. But you said there's no more Little Italy. Is it true that doesn't exist anymore?
I don't think so.
Because there's still Chinatowns and things like that, right?
Well, you're going to see, right, I agree, and I suspect that's an ethnic issue. Why is it?
And what the hell's wrong with Chinatown? I love Chinatown. I enjoy going to places like that, too.
You still have a tremendous amount of immigration from China, as opposed to, say, Chinese that immigrated here in the 1880s.
But ultimately, what's wrong with somebody wanting to keep speaking their native-born tongue? There's nothing wrong with that inherently. If somebody wants to live around others who speak their language, that's totally fine. People should be able to have the freedom to associate with one another. And when people are coming here from another place, it could be a good thing for them to have a community of people who can actually speak their language to help them integrate into this society over the generations.
You'll also find that when discussing this issue with people, that they want assimilation, and I think assimilation's best. But another thing that sort of prevents assimilation are social welfare programs. So if, for instance, you can come here and your wife stays home and takes care of the kids, and the male goes out and works, it's going to be more difficult for her to assimilate into what is sort of normal female culture in the United States. She's not going to have the English-speaking girlfriends that maybe she picks up at work and those sorts of things. So when the social welfare programs aren't present, you're more likely to find the women working in the marketplace. And when they're working in the marketplace, they're chit-chatting with other women who have their culture, and it's spreading and assimilation and all these sorts of things. So government, again, preventing assimilation.
All right, so you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Let's talk to Randy in California, listening via LRN.FM. Hey, Randy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, sorry to kind of divert a little bit, but I started listening to the podcast last night on the war on drugs and how it's affected the country and the legality of drugs and what, and creating them to be legalized. And I specifically wanted to talk about prescription drug addiction, which is the new epidemic that has taken over the country, because I personally was addicted to prescription drugs as well as other illegal drugs in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And the basis for me basically to start using drugs was my doctor prescribing me ridiculous amounts of opiate medication after I had a surgery when I was 17, which then caused me to basically spiral into drug addiction, which was pushed forward by my doctor over the course of 3 years, kept prescribing me opiate medication when I didn't need it at all, because the doctors get kickback for having patients on opiate medication. And as much as drugs are legal and everybody talks about them, through my experiences, I've realized that there's an incredible amount of middle-aged, middle-class, I'm a middle-class white person, so adults that are addicted to prescription drugs whose views on is completely hypocritical, that they look down on heroin addicts as they're the trash of the society when they themselves are addicted to prescription medications, and how insane this whole drug, prescription drug nightmare that's going on in America.
When you were on and addicted to these prescription opiates, did the doctors at some point cut you off and you found yourself searching for them on the black market?
Yeah, immediately. I was 20 years old. I was in college. I had been legally prescribed prescription medication for 3 years. I was completely addicted, obviously, because day after day, I was taking these prescription medications. And at the time, for about 2.5 years, I was taking them as prescribed, not abusing them, you know. But the medication I was on, Oxycontin, is stronger than heroin. When I moved, when I was in college, I dropped out of college, couldn't function, when my doctor one day says, oh, okay, you know, it's been a couple years, you've gone through physical therapy, you're okay, boom, you're done. And then I feel like hell. I felt like I wanted to die when you're coming off those. But I then, obviously, searched for other drugs. Hey, you know, and then obviously someone saw how I felt. I was talking to my friends, and they said, hey, you know, you can buy these prescription meds on the black market, which are expensive. And then,
and he knew somebody, and he pointed you in that direction?
Or he said, oh, or you can get heroin.
Yeah, well, it actually took me a while to get heroin. I had a big thing because of it was heroin. My God, you know, it's this evil drug, it's this illegal drug. So I spent tons of money on prescription meds, which is what led me to see these middle-class people buying them illegally, prescription meds, because they took all of their prescribed meds and needed
and they wanted more.
Exactly.
You know, Randy, we've been covering this topic off and on over the last decade that we've been doing the show, and I mean, it's certainly no consolation that other people have the same story, but man, it is so common. I mean, so many people have been prescribed these prescription opiates. They've been cut off because at some point the doctor has to stop prescribing it due to, you know, the DEA threatening them, basically. And then they go into the black market. Then they start paying $20 a pill for them. But before they know it, they're selling them in order to try to make the cost, because it's super expensive. What was at your peak? What was your habit? What were you taking?
I was taking Opana, which is hydromorphone, which is basically what they give to cancer patients when they're dying. I live in Southern California. I went to Mexico to buy all my drugs mostly.
You were smuggling them back into the country.
I smuggle drugs across the border every day for about 2 years. I don't want to get.
Where'd you hide them?
Radio. It went from. Oh no, you don't know how easy it is to walk across the border in Tijuana with 500 pills, you know, in your pocket. They don't. As a normal woman, they do not check you. But that's not why I came on the radio to talk about my drug smuggling days.
Randy. Thanks for making it tonight.
You
can call us another time. I appreciate it. Call us any other night you want to. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us as Free Talk.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.